Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It is Dukes and Bell. Bo Morgan, if only we could take you behind the curtain, behind the curtain. We got a show we call Behind the Curtain. It's our little podcast we do. This morning it was Big O and Day Day. We're talking about the Falcons bouncing around some NFL stuff as well and some Hawks juice in there. It's on YouTube and Twitch. And we do it around 11-ish. You'll hear it tomorrow with Carl and you can join. And by the way, this hour I got some hockey tickets for you. Pack of Gladiator ticks. Upcoming game over at Gas South Arena. Plus some goodies from Georgia Lottery. Got a 4-pack. So stay tuned. That'll be coming up this hour on Dukes and Bell with Bo Morgan filling in. We were just talking off the air about a couple of things, you know, with the Falcons and the perception about the team. One thing for certain, I'm with Bo. We all just want to win. We want to snap this losing streak. But when you don't go to the playoffs for 8 years, I mean, there's a lot of issues. And maybe, and a couple of guys hit us up on the text line during the break that are going, no, about Raheem. Day-Day's felt that Raheem has had, real quick, jump in here. I don't want to put words in your mouth. He has had like a Zen-like sense of peace.
Yeah.
And although I will say this, he did go like all ham on the cameras on the sideline on Amazon on Thursday once the penalties got out of hand. He literally goes, "You go call that." I can't wait to ask him about that.
Yeah, I just felt like regardless of whatever his future with the team is, it just seems like, you know, if he's already kind of understanding what that could be, he's come to terms with it. And it just feels like he's at peace. He's not, you know, in this place, and he tells you guys week to week, like, what does it do for me to get out there and yelling and all that kind of stuff? And he just really seems to have some kind of, you know, come to terms demeanor about him.
I'm sorry. I think you just made a really good point. But are you wearing, like, a sports jacket all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Like,
is that corduroy? What is that? Velvet? What is that?
I'm just
it got chilly in here for a second. Because, you know, I sit right under the vent.
Yes,
and so
I know.
When the AC kicked on, right. I had to put it on real quick.
I'm familiar with that vent. I sat under it for a while. But I just
what
couldn't.
Is that? Velvet?
I just couldn't. I heard your mouth was moving and all. Right. I was like, is that a why are you wearing a blazer? Are
well, I'm at, and I'm going down to Mercedes-Benz for the high school stage championship.
Oh, okay. There you go.
No, because Bo looks – I'm dressed like Billy from White Man Can't Jump. I'm all mismatched today. I didn't really – it's like I put my clothes on in the dark today.
Yeah.
I'm wearing like a tan or a beige Florida State pullover with sweats that don't match. I got wrong socks on. But meanwhile, you look like you could be coaching in the G League.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I've got the – as Dave Archer would call it – I know he's listening. I look like the Harry High School look. With the all blue, but like one blue is not the same as the other blue, so it's like right. You know, like a cheap
shorts?
High school.
Or are you wearing shorts? So he's got the Fetterman look today.
No, I got the blue on blue too, the light right. Blue and the dark blue,
yeah.
And then my my tropical Vans.
Right. That's right. Fetterman's the big galoot senator from Philly, the big stooge, big bald guy. Yeah, him. That's what you look like there. Not a political stick. We're just talking about his haberdashery. Hey man, join 92.9 The Game with Bud Light Falcons watch party Sunday, 4 p.m. Because they're on West Coast time in the desert. It's going to be at Dylan's Restaurant and Sports Bar. You're going to watch the Falcons battle the Cardinals with Ali Mack. Freddie the Falcon will be there, and the cheer team. It's always funny when Freddie breaks character. character and talks with a Brooklyn accent. Compete in Bud Light Football Toss to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Vegas to get Super Bowl tickets. Win Falcons tickets or an autographed Falcons item. But wait, there's more. Of course, Bud Light specials. That's Sunday. Dylan's Restaurant and Sports Bar in Lawrenceville. Great spot. Got to be 21 and please drink responsibly. Again, that's Sunday. Yeah, man. And then another weekend. Yesterday, I mean, we talked about it. It got cold. Saturday, got to play golf. Had a great round. Sorry if I tweeted. I know it's like a fish story. Nobody wants to hear about it. But, you know, one of those days when everything's clicking. And then, you know, this is one of those Thursdays, or I should say one of those Saturdays where the Falcons, you know, played Thursday. You get your whole weekend to yourself.
Yeah.
And with Sunday at 4, you'll have a little Sunday fun for yourself.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people will.
Well, you're going to one of my favorite cities. You get to travel with the team, and not specifically Phoenix, but Scottsdale on the other side. You'll be on the other side of the valley.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not really exactly sure where we're staying yet. But, no, I actually don't mind trips to Arizona. It's obviously going to be beautiful out there. The only thing that sucks is I'll come home, and me and Day-Day were talking about this earlier, is I'll come home and I'll just come straight here, and I'll have like maybe 20 minutes on an air mattress in there, and then I'll hear, you know, Mike Johnson be banging on my door like, let's go, it's time to do the morning shift, because I'll get right off the plane and do the morning shift. But
how old are you now?
I will be 43 next year.
When I was in my early mid-30s, I could do the Vegas thing. I used to come right into the show, all on adrenaline, maybe get 2-3 hours on the plane. You never get good sleep on the plane, you know, and you come in, but the adrenaline. And then when that ball hits, man, boom.
Oh.
It's like an anvil landing on your head.
Well, remember that the first trip I ever took to Vegas was with Mike. And remember coming home on that trip, we had to fly around the city like 3 times, and the pilot's like, hey guys, we got some wind down here, and we're a little low on fuel.
Hold on. I gotta tell that real quick before we get to 4th and 1. That's a true story. Bo and I flying back, I think it was a Canelo fight or whatever it was. And
it was Mayweather, Mosley.
Okay. I think the pilot let the second in command get the mic. And, you know, you got to learn mic time. Every Delta pilot, whether they're, you know, military or not, whether they're Air Force, Navy, naval aviator, a lot of them live in my neighborhood. You know, they have that very relaxing, hey, folks, sorry about that. We had little crosswinds, and we're going to have to come back around. And that's how you basically let it be. But this pilot, like, Day-Day, his voice literally cracked. It sounded like you had, like, a guy who just reached puberty flying the plane.
Well, he's thinking through it, too. That was the problem.
He goes, hey, folks, you may have noticed we did a touch-and-go. And, the wind is, like, we can't land if the wind is, like, 24. It was, like, 30 in a crosswind. And then we're low on fuel, so we'll keep you up. So now women are going, ah! I mean, people start screaming, sitting in Delta Comfort in the back of the plane. They don't mention the fuel load. Of course, we've been tuned up all night, you know, drinking, you know, brown liquor Day-Day. I go to Squid. I go, maybe we'll divert to Dobbins. You'll have a short walk home.
We just started laughing with it. And it almost turned into a moment where it was like, if we die, we die. You know, like, you know, and these people, there literally was, unfortunately, not to make light of it, but we already have. There was a woman that had to have medical assistance after we landed.
She fainted.
Because she did not handle it well.
Because, I mean, you got to know how the pilot says it. Hey, folks, you may have noticed we had little crosswinds there, a little too high. Had to do a comeback for another approach. We'll get you right back on the ground. We'll keep you updated on your connecting flights. Just like, that's it. You just, you know, the pilot, you know, dealt that speed. You know what's so funny? Even in German, we fly Lufthansa. Hello, folks. Welcome on Lufthansa. They have the same. It's international. We have a small weather delay in Frankfurt. Don't worry for our connecting flights, especially for folks heading to Atlanta. We'll be sure to make you the connection. Weather will give you updates coming up. Same voice, but with a German accent.
Is that how you got to Germany this year?
Yeah. Lufthansa had, I mean, said it the other day on our show. I mean, we are probably, you know, looks like we're Munich this year as a home team. Stay tuned. That's not coming from the Falcons. I got that from an NFL source, not Falcon related.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like that's because we have a relationship with the Falcons. I mean, look, I hate cheating on Delta. Just the price point was so good.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I was just curious. And look, it does look like we're going to Munich because let's just look at it intelligently. As you know, and you got a source, but we are like the marketing team for one of the marketing teams for them.
Right.
And there's a game over there, and we've already been told we have an international game as a home game. So, I don't know.
Yeah, and again, Munich during Oktoberfest, man, I'm back. We got to get Lederhosen. I'll see Wes and Archie Lederhosen. On that note, let's bang, as Jim Rome would say, let's bang some audio, Aaron, 4th and 1. Yeah, man, don't make up for blowing a Super Bowl, but the Patriots blew a 21-point lead the same week we get a 3rd and 28 and complete a 14-point comeback to beat Tampa. Here's where it started going south for Drake May and the Pats.
May in the shotgun, four-man rush, heaves it down the right sideline. He's looking for Mac Hollins. Tre'Davious White is there, and he made the catch. Was he in bounds for the interception? Yes, he was. Tre'Davious White.
How about Mac coming in? We know Mac because he's kind of nuts. He likes to go barefoot. A barefoot here around Atlanta is one thing. Walking in with no shirt on and barefoot in the slush in Foxborough? Yeah. I mean, it's almost like you're drawing attention to yourself, Joe.
He did it in Buffalo last year, though.
Right. I mean, he's
when
consistent.
When he was playing with Buffalo. Yeah, some guy tried to take a shot at him, and I'm too close to it. And I was like, well, you know, that's kind of like his thing, so it's not an intimidation thing. Don't take it somewhere it's not. It's still crazy. I mean, it's still a little crazy.
Hey, man, let's move on down to Cincinnati and the Ravens. And Ravens, they're alive in the playoff hunt. Absolutely horrible performance that Joe Burrow owns.
Yeah, when your quarterback plays like that, your team's not going to have a chance to win. So that one's on me. Obviously disappointed in my play today, so I got to be better.
25-39, two picks. What are you buying? You buying Sunshine Trevor Lawrence's turnaround? Wasn't a great start to the season, but he's getting hot at the right time in Jacksonville.
I think he's got good coaching finally. I think he's got a guy that's hard on him, that actually cares, that wants to make him better. Trevor Lawrence was behind the eight ball with the whole Urban Meyer thing to begin with. So his first year, he just threw it out. And then, you know, what you hear or don't hear about Doug Peterson is I kind of heard it was a guy that was half in most of the time. And so this first year, he's probably all in. And the rest, he was kind of out. So I'm buying a little bit.
Liam Cohn.
Yeah, I thought he was very accurate with the football. Started hot, you know, allowing these guys to be able to continue to catch and run, especially over the middle of the field. The vertical throws I thought were very impressive. You know, six total touchdowns, scrambling. Very proud of Trevor and his preparation, the way that he's practiced, the way that he's continued to lead our offense and do what we're asking him to do at a high level, though. I mean, he's playing at a high level right now.
Passing completion rate has always been his thing. It's kind of creeping up again, which is good and the right way. You want to be around 2/3, 66%, but he accounts for 6 scores and he looks comfortable, man. So, as we said, 10 wins now for Jacksonville and that man, Liam Cohn, as a first-year head coach. Big story of the day, Patrick Mahomes. I think we've seen Patrick Mahomes roll his ankle about, what, 24 times the last 10 years? I mean, he always bounces back, but this was the knee. And here's the Kool-Aid man, Andy Reid, on his status.
Patrick hurt his left knee. We'll get an MRI tomorrow or this evening, whenever they get him in there. It didn't look good. So, I mean, you guys saw it. So it's, we'll just see where it goes.
Put a message out there, Bo, you know, in talking about just, you know, it sucks for him. God's plan. We'll try to do the best he can. With a knee, you know, Adrian Peterson is the quickest return, and other guys take longer. We'll see how Mahomes, because he has taken a lot of wear and tear. He jokes around about his dad bod, but he's a guy that's always seemed to be pliable when it came to those kind of hits, and not this time.
Well, you know, he's a hardworking guy. He's going to work his butt off to be back for the start of the season. First time since 1998 that Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, or Patrick Mahomes have not been in the playoffs. That's an amazing stat right there.
Wow. 4th and 1 brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Did I mention dad bod? 44-year-old grandpa. The only way they're going to win was a real grinder for the Colts. He came close. Here's Philip Rivers.
Grateful. I mean, grateful. Running out for warm-ups and all that and out there for the anthem. And as the game just got going, I was just thankful, grateful that I was out there. It was a blast. It was a blast, but obviously the emotions now are disappointment, right? Disappointment. This isn't about me. We had a team that was scrapping like crazy to try to stay alive and get in the postseason. So obviously we're all disappointed.
At one point, it was 8 completions in a row and the touchdown pass. Good for him, man. Kind of cool. I loved what they did with CBS, St. Michael's Catholic High School down in Fairhope, Alabama, where he's coaching, watching the game. And, hey, man, how cool is that? My coach just came off the bench in the NFL with 3 days of work.
Dude, I love it. I want to follow this story. I'm pulling for them. I think some people, there's been some jealousy and some in the media that used to play, apparently, for no reason, just because
that's Cam
it
Newton.
Wasn't them.
Well, just call it. Cam Newton's Cam Newton. Did you call the Colts, Cam? Did you tell them you wanted to play? It's a two-way street, my man.
Oh, did he know Shane Steichen's system? Because Phillip Rivers did.
We'll find out. Cam's got to get over the – man, don't get me started. We'll come back. Mike Conti's coming in here because he's the boss and he said so. No, he's going to talk about the Hawks. What's up with Porzingis? What is going on? Thought he was over what he was dealing with in Boston. There's load management and they're just playing missing games. And what's up with Trey's return? We'll talk to El Jefe now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Next, back. Stay tuned. I've seen the schedule. His name is on it.
Are you sure?
You're gonna answer me.
I don't know. But after his Around the World in 80 Days, Carl comes back. And then Wednesday, big show, man. We're going to talk to our weekly visit with Raheem Morris up at Flowery Branch and inside the Ticketmaster Studios. And then we're going to sit down with a guy we've been looking to talk to for a minute. And that's Kirk Cousins. And thanks to David Bassett and Mike Conti, our boss, who joins us right now. Program director, pre- and post-game host of your Atlanta Hawks radio network right here.
I got a question for you before we begin. Who was your favorite Mike Bell friend over these last 3 weeks? Like, who was your favorite guest co-host?
Well, I don't want to cast any aspersions for someone being a lesser host. They were all fantastic.
No, of course. They were all great. But no, I mean, if you had to pick one.
Different shows, because Squid Bill and I, people thought we were going to be like killing each other. We actually got along.
Yeah.
And so far, with 2.5 hours less, we're still getting along today.
Dynamic threesome.
But I Stakey would give memory lane, and we get down to the stuff we did and stuff we always have good repartee. I really enjoy working with Johnson. Mike Johnson, yeah, I had a lot of fun.
That was good. It was fun hearing you with Arch on Friday. That was a throwback as well.
Yeah.
When Squid was on with you 2 weeks ago, he texted me during the show. He asked me what I thought. I said, honestly, less fireworks than I thought.
No,
I thought you guys would be at each other's throats.
We were just talking about this off the air, and nobody wants to hear golf stories at the round of my year on Saturday when it was like 65 and sunny. Because I think I'm less, I don't know, things don't bother me like they used to.
Yeah.
And I don't think I bother, maybe I don't bother you as much as I used to.
Yeah, that's true.
And my takes, because we come at things usually from like a different degree of angle.
Yeah.
But I just felt, We're growing up a little bit. Everybody's just got a kid now. I mean, this why hold grudges and be angry all the time?
Well, we all like each other now, too, or at least right. I hope. If right. we don't, you know, I'm doing a poor job as brand manager. But I hope the listeners enjoyed it. I thought it was, like, really refreshing. Obviously, when you and Carl are together, you know, right. that's radio gold. But I hope the listeners enjoyed just hearing the different combinations. I feel like when we're in the holidays, we can have a little fun and shake things up a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, Squid obviously being a great sport, Mike Johnson, Steak, Abe, wow. Hurdle. Yeah, that's right. Everyone's been a really great sport.
Which brings us to talking about the Hawks. Earlier today on our pre-show, we call it Behind the Curtain, and we run on YouTube and Twitch, and we kind of give you a little flavor of what we're going to be talking about today. Knowing you were coming on today, Mike, we debated with Day-Day and Oren and Bo, what are the Hawks going to look like when Trey comes back? And immediately, it triggered Trey fans because somehow we didn't Trey... That like we're supposed to. Look, we all know that we're a better team with Trey. I said it all his absence. The question I had is how do we integrate Trey into what's been really good half-court offense without it slowing down or Trey making ill-advised shots, which sometimes does happen when he's a star. We're also, conversely, Mike, not going to have those 5 or 6 minute droughts when we don't score.
Yeah, let's start with that because that has been a problem, and that's where you really do miss Trey Young and Porzingis on top of it, and Kristaps is going to be out a little while longer. You know, they had a stretch in the game yesterday against Philadelphia. I think it was at the start of the second quarter where the Hawks were in full control of the game, and they had to deploy a lineup that was just completely devoid of scoring. And they've been in that situation a lot. Jalen Johnson cannot play 45 minutes a game. Nikhil Alexander-Walker cannot play 45 minutes a game. So where are you going to get your scoring when those guys are off the floor? Keaton Wallace is a very good rotational player, but he's not going to be a guy who's going to get you 20 points a night, nor is Mohammed Gay. Luke Kennard, I think, is someone who could really help you, but he just has not been what we expected to this point. So you're getting into these situations where you have a lineup that's completely devoid of scoring, and you're just praying, hold on. Just hold on. Don't, you know, let this get completely out of control, and then hopefully you hold on long enough where you can get Naw and Jalen back on the floor. Well, getting Trey back now eliminates that issue. So
right.
That's critical. That's vital. Now, you know, look, I've gotten the question a lot. A lot of people at Brown Grass a couple weeks ago were asking me, are the Hawks better without Trey? No. They're different without Trey. They're not necessarily better without Trey, but they are different. They lead the league in assists. Okay, they're averaging 31 assists per game right now. The assists are predominantly coming from Jalen Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
When Trey plays, assists typically come from Trey. They don't come from the power forward position. So the Hawks have adapted and changed the way that they run offensively with Trey out. It's kind of working with Jalen Johnson right now. So to your question, Mike, how does Quinn Snyder reintegrate Trey? And does the ball move in the same way as it has moved since all but the first four games of the season? We're going to have to wait and see. I think it's a real challenge for Quinn Snyder, but I just don't buy into the notion that the Hawks are better without Trey. I would say they are just different.
So is that what has set Jalen Johnson off, is making him the focal point, or is there something else that's just improved from his game over what this is, what, his third year, I think, in the league, or fourth year?
Actually, his fifth.
Fifth
if
year already,
that.
Jeez. Yeah. Feels like he's missed a couple.
Yeah, well, and he has. Yeah. I mean, he was out most of last year. His first year in the league, I think he had to do a little bit of time in the G League just because the Hawks were trying to find a spot for him. So, essentially, it's his fifth season, but we hope this will be his third full season in the NBA. So, that's why you would say third. Great question. You know, I don't think the positioning and the spacing has changed a whole lot. I think the ball... just the first option now within a set is Jalen. And Jalen is drawing some trapping and some double teams now and some unusual defending that he would not see when he was playing off the ball as the secondary scoring option. So when he's been in that position, he has passed out of that more. It's not necessarily like they're posting Jalen and he's kicking out. I mean, he's playing out on the perimeter. It's just now he is the primary scoring option. So when the defense dictates, he's passing out of that. That, I think, has been the difference. I mean, the rebounds have kind of always been there. The scoring has kind of always been there. It's the assist element that's really, really increased. And naturally, it's going to decrease now with Trey back in the lineup because Trey is going to be the ball handler. That's okay. By the way, that is okay. That is not a big deal. You know, let's not... And I can see it already. We're going to start wringing our hands. Oh, you know, Jalen's not getting the triple-doubles now that Trey's back. Well, okay, right. But are they still scoring 120-some points per game, 130-some points per game? Are they still competitive and winning ball games? That's ultimately what's going to matter in all of this.
I thought that, you know, we talked about this today, this morning. It's something I've said every day we talk about Trey. We'll be better. I've never subscribed to that theory, to Mike's point, that we're better without Trey. But there's a question. We only played four games with the new lineup. And this is certainly the best lineup Trey's played with since the 21 Eastern Conference Championship run.
Agreed.
I think you could argue.
I would agree.
And brings us to the next question. Is Mike Conte sitting in talking some Hawks here? As Kristaps Porzingis, we knew there was this funky – and what's – I apologize. What's the –
it's called acronym? POTS.
POTS.
POTS. P-O-T-S.
A regular heartbeat or a lack of blood flow. It contributes to fainting or light
dizziness. Yeah.
Again, we're not doctors. We just try to make the most of these acronyms. But as far as, you know, Kristaps Porzingis, we thought that that was something that happened down the stretch with the Knicks, or with the Celtics, I should say, and it was over. It happened, and he was unavailable in the Knicks series at times, and that's part, and also the major injury that occurred with Boston. We thought he was over that. Now, I got to be honest, Mike, in the limited amount I've seen Porzingis, I think of him more as attractive as a piece to deal because of the expiring contract to help us at the deadline.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. I mean, that is his biggest attribute, positive attribute right now, is that the contract is very tradable. And I think Anzi Soleil all along knew that, yeah, there was a little bit of a gamble and a risk in bringing in Kristaps Porzingis because of his injury history, because of the fact that if you get more than 40 games a year out of him, you're basically playing with house money. But it's a calculated risk because the contract is very tradable. It is an expiring contract, and it's going to be very, very valuable for the Hawks to have that contract as we get into January and February and then perhaps even beyond. And you hate to talk about human beings as contracts, but that's basically where we're at right now with Kristaps. The other luxury that the Hawks have right now is that Onyeka Okongwu's been really good. Onyeka had a great night from the three-point line last night. I mean, he's giving you scoring right now, along with the defense, along with the rebounds. He is maturing as a player. He's developing. And I think Mohammed Gay has been inconsistent but has shown you flashes that as a backup center, he can be more than serviceable. It's just not been consistent yet. Right. So, in a way, it's kind of a luxurious position for the Hawks to be in right now where Kristaps is going to be out for at least the next 2 weeks. Are you guys really all that worried about that?
Not really.
Yeah. I think that's just where we are right now.
And get some size at the trade deadline to help Congo win the half court. First things first, we got to start winning more because with all the things, if you think we're better without Trey, we're still not in the playoffs right now. We're in the play-in.
Well, but you're only one game out of third. It's really, really close right now between third and ninth, and you're way ahead of tenth. So I wouldn't be too hung up on that right now. Plus, it is not even Christmas.
And you'd probably say that you're happy with the position for have to go without Trey for this long. We really can't be upset where we're at 15-12. And part of that is Nickeil Alexander-Walker.
Yes.
For the people that are starting to transition to basketball because they've been hung up with Falcons and college football, what have you thought of his first, 25 games with the Hawks?
Got off to a really slow start, almost concerningly slow, and has really got more comfortable and now has taken on the leadership role that we all kind of heard about him, that he was such a great guy and a great locker room presence and really mature and a good two-way player, which I think we've seen a lot of that too. The Hawks really have a stingy defensive backcourt right now between Nickeil Alexander-Walker and Dyson Daniels. It is a pleasure to watch these guys get after it defensively and refreshing because the Hawks have not been like that for quite a long time. It just took him a little while to get comfortable. One thing I really admired about Nickeil Alexander-Walker, suffered an ankle injury in the Detroit game on Friday. I think there was some real concern going into last night's game that he would not be able to play. He gave it a go, and 20 seconds into the game, he rolls his ankle again. And Steve and I thought, well, that's it. You know, and he, sure enough, played almost 40 minutes last night, and the Hawks needed all of it. So I like the toughness.
Yeah.
I like the toughness that he's showing. He is really helping this team offensively and defensively. The three-pointers are starting to fall a little more consistently right now. Honestly, I think we've gotten so hung up on how will Jalen Johnson be impacted when Trae Young comes back. I think the bigger question is how will Nickeil Alexander-Walker be impacted once Trae Young comes back. But it will make the Hawks' second unit so much better. They got blown out in Detroit Friday night because their second unit wasn't doing anything.
Right.
Now you have Vete Krejci, who's streaky but can really give you something off the bench. Luke Kennard, you hope at some point it clicks for him. And now Nikhil Alexander-Walker coming off your bench as well, and you feel pretty good about that bench group going forward.
Your producer and our producer, Day-Day, is waving his arms at me because it's time to go to break, and you're a stickler for that. But
yes.
I must ask one more question because we covered it today on the pre-show behind the curtain. Is this – because and I'm not trying to trigger Trey fans, so if you're a Trey worshiper, cover your ears. If it doesn't happen like it's supposed to in Mesh, does that continue to diminish his leverage with the Hawks organization for a long-term deal, including that max that everybody talks about?
Just state your source.
That is certainly a possibility. I hope that we aren't having that discussion because I expect Trey's going to come back and contribute and play really, really well. But that would be something we would have a much clearer picture on, Mike, when we get to the trade deadline in February.
Right on. Hey, man, that's Mike Conte. El Jefe joins us right here live on 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. Day-Day, a guy who knows something about managing kids in the half court and maximizing potential, albeit 8 to 10-year-olds. He joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, man, I promise hockey tickets, and by God, I'm going to deliver. Got tickets for the Gladiators for you right now. Be calling number 4. Phone number 4 for a faux pack at 404-726-0929. Got an upcoming game for you over at Gas South with the Gladiators. Love hockey. You know me, man. I watch any hockey, and it's fun hockey because they drop the gloves. You see, tomorrow's Stars. It's a lot of fun over there. Gift bag and a $5 Jingle Buck scratcher from the Georgia Lottery as well. Visit GeorgiaLottery.com to find a retailer near you. Today could be the day. Caller 4, send you to watch the Gladiators playing up at Gas South or down at Gas South. I got to stop saying that because you might be going down the street to go to the arena. Right now it's time for a little day-day and some yeah, man, no man.
All right. Before we get into these picks, which we really don't need to talk about, because especially with Bo being here and he wants to brag about his morning show.
Want to know how I did this week?
Before Carl comes back, because this is like a trigger for Carl, I've said sometimes, if you have a good year, you have a bad year. Right now, Carl's like, he's the only guy who's 2 games over .500.
Yeah.
I'm having a bad year. I went 2-1 this week, but we're struggling as a team. Oren's been terrible. Mm-hmm. But if you guys have a better year, just tip your cap. Morning Shift has a better year.
Yeah,
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, the numbers are the numbers.
It is.
We do it a little bit differently, too. We do 4 games, and then we do a wild card pick that Allie just comes out of nowhere, which normally gives us all a loss. Right. But look, Mike.
That's very sexist.
It's funny. Well, no, because she makes it hard. She makes the picks hard for us. But you're right. Like, there's years where I picked on y'all's show, and I absolutely was horrible. But this year, I've been a little lucky, and I'm 2 games above .500. I'm bragging about it. What do you want from me?
All right, whatever. All right, real quick, want to give a shout-out to all the teams competing for state championships in flag football and football beginning today, and it concludes on Wednesday. Congratulations on making it to Game 15 for all those football players. And then I want to shout-out my 10U SBA basketball team. We bounced back in Falcons fashion yesterday and picked up a win to go into the holiday break.
Hey.
We knocked off the only team that was unbeaten in the league. So,
nice. There you go.
Good for y'all.
Giant killers over there.
Yeah, so shout out to my Bruins, man. The SBA 10U Bruins, Coach Lewis.
What was the spread on that game? You covered the spread?
Shut up. Stop it.
What?
Were you wearing your velvet blazer while coaching?
No, not allowed to. We actually have a polo coach's issued polo that we must wear.
I mean, you would have been the underdog. You just won outright. You'd have been obviously probably a 10-point dog if those other guys were undefeated. I, by the way, and this is another segment we call Stealing Day-Day segment. I hate watching NBA coaches in these ridiculous outfits, these sort of Vegas summer league polos. And
you want them rallied up?
I want coaches in suits again.
Really?
I want to see Kevin Lockery. Please. It's hot. It's freaking February. It's not hot until April and June. And
I don't have an issue with it. My thing coaches is you're back getting in sweaty. Suits.
No, you know what? You take your jacket off. Coaches, Pat Riley, come on. Watch. You know me.
No, I'm not. I'm
watching
saying,
winning
I'm
time. I want to see guys in suits.
I don't mind either or.
Remember Mike Nolan when he was coaching was a San Fran? He had the shirt and tie on. It just looked weird.
Yeah, and you know who made that suit? Reebok.
That's right.
Because they had to. Remember that?
Because his dad, now for those who don't know, his father had coached in San Fran, coached in the league. So he was honoring his dad, who was one of the last coaches wearing a tie. Mm. And Dan Reeves wore a tie for many years, and he finally got away from that. I'm just saying, I'm old school. I want to see coaches not looking like, I don't know. I don't even know what that look is. It looks horrible.
That's the COVID.
How about
that's
the COVID, like the New Jack City look, though, Mike, with the turtleneck and then the jacket? Can they do that instead?
How about Doug Moe? You go with the Jim Rockford look. You got a dress shirt halfway down to your belly button with a plaid blazer. Lots of ways you can go with this.
I don't mind it either or, because every coach kind of has their own style. Like, to your point, Pat Riley looked phenomenal wearing suits on
Armani
the sideline.
Suits, man.
But that's his style. That's who he is. So I don't mind it either way. All right, let's get to the doggone picks.
All right.
I'll start with me. And unfortunately for me, I went 1-2. I should have stuck with what I said. Mm. And here's what I said on Friday.
Here's Day Day.
I like the Army Navy game as well. 38.5 is the over under. Mm. I really wanted to run with the under because they've only hit that over like once in the last 5 matchups.
Right.
I'm going to take the over this time around.
Okay.
Going to run with the over.
All right, bro. Put some points on the board. Yeah.
Okay. Never happens.
I killed myself, man. I should have just went with my first instincts on that one.
Well, was it an interception or what? The Navy QB had Horvath had the turnover.
Yeah.
And they were probably going in to score, and that would have probably put you over.
Yeah. And then the Seahawks and Colts, I mean, we all saw what happened in that one. I did not anticipate that one either. My one was the 49ers, 12.5 favorites over the Titans.
And that was a little hairy at the end, too, there, huh?
Titans looked like a backdoor cover for a minute, cut it to
14. I was a little worried on that one. Right. Carl, Mike, Oren, you all went 2-1. Carl, his one was the Army. He took Army as a 6.5 favorite.
Right.
So that's the one he lost. But then he hit on the Bills as 1.5 favorites over the Patriots.
Wait,
he
hold on also. A second. Navy was a 6.5-point favorite. Army was a 6.5-point underdog in that game.
I'm sorry. Well, he had Army.
Right.
Yeah, so he had Army.
So he won that then.
Well, I thought Army was the favorite.
Navy
was the favorite.
Navy was getting -6.
Oh, so then Carl went.
Don't give him that game. They just say he's 2-1.
Because let me tell you
damn
something.
Damn it, Bo.
Mike.
This happened this morning on the morning shift.
This happened this morning on my show.
Yeah, it sure did.
Dylan read me that. Dylan talked about how bad my picks had been the last month, and then he didn't even know who won the game.
Yeah, you got me at 2-1. I'm 1-2 now. I
flip-flopped you. That's what I did.
Day-Day, what the hell's going on over there, man?
Man, you know, I was basking in victory, man. We picked up that game
yesterday. I went 1-2 because you gave me – by the way, I had the under on the Rams line. They basically scored like enough for four teams in that game. They blew by that over-under in the third quarter.
Yeah, it was great.
I can't lie to you. I'm 1-2. I mean, so, it's a bad year
for
me.
You're 1-2.
It's a bad year for the kid.
Me and you both 1-2. Carl 3-0. Oren 2-1.
I represented that Mike under.
So Carl moves up to three games over. And if he gets to four or five games over, that's a decent percentage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Look at that.
So that's where we are.
How many games over are you right now?
I'm two games over.
Well, then Carl's better than you right now at the pick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And for most of the season, I've been better than you.
But Mike Johnson's better than all of us right now. So
what's Mike right now?
I think he's like four or five games over.
Randy,
right now.
I think it's like eight. He's like 7 or 8 games over right now.
Yeah, Randy's.
Then I'm 8 games over on Chris's show.
Chris's show doesn't count.
Again, y'all keep dissing me with that, man.
Six, eight, seven things.
If real picks.
If a tree falls in the forest, Oren, again, I don't know how you do this. I don't know what's documented.
If a tree falls from 6 to 10 p.m., somebody's got to hear it, right?
Can I ask you a real quick question?
Why are
you not picking the same games that you pick on this one?
Thank you.
Because we have a set number of games that we pick on Chris's show. It's local teams.
All right.
It's Falcons.
So you're casting a wider net that apparently is bearing more fruit for you at night.
Yeah.
All right. God bless with that. And good luck.
If I limit my chances there, my picks, I'm doing a whole lot better than yes.
No, so again, Dana's got a
very smaller pool.
The picks are all screwed up. I went 1-2. What the hell's going on? What was going on on Friday?
Again, man, you don't understand.
I mean, the
last week's loss to my 10 News team, last week's loss was very hurtful for all of us. They got all emotional, all these little 9 and 10-year-olds crying because we lost
oranges. They'll be cool.
They lost at the buzzer, so then I got emotional. And
but how does this affect the picks?
I don't know. You asked for a reason. I'm giving you a reason.
My Lord.
I mean, like the Skyhawks.
He was forlorn the entire week.
Skyhawks dance team came out. You got distracted or something out there at College Park.
They need you to check your personal life at the door right there and then be in producer
From
mode here.
2 to 6 Day-Day, it's about this.
I mean, really?
What did I say about the Michael Jordan blank those kids? There you go, yes.
Right.
All right, wow. So Carl is actually 26-22 then.
That being said,
there you go.
I've picked more games. I'm 33-31. We've just picked different amount of games. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys pick more games.
Well, again, but it will add up the winning percentage of everybody, you and your compadre Mike Johnson and us, and we'll see. And Randy, I think Randy Max had a great year.
Yeah. Well, what's Andy done though?
Just sitting there 6-10 something. Yeah.
So, Mike, you are actually 21-27.
Yeah, I'm screwed, man.
I'm dead meat. I am 22-26, so I'm actually still in second
place. I only had like 3 weeks to get back over 500. I'm dead in the water, Joe.
You guys want to up the ante? You want to add a few more games per week?
I mean, doesn't
hurt at the bowl games.
I can't pick three. I'm going to try to pick four. I think we just keep where it's at.
Why not?
You're going to pick bowl games with players that have opted out? That should work out well for you.
Well, we got the playoffs starting this week.
Now you have to lose.
If I had voted, again, you never bet against the home team, but I mean, I may or may not have bet against Florida State a few times in my personal life, but I would never put it out there for the fellow alum here in Atlanta. But yeah, man, this is one of those years. Sometimes, like we said, you eat the bear, and sometimes the bear eats you.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's where we're at on the picks, guys.
All right. Not too good. So, by the way, have you heard the show on Friday? We're doing the show at. We mentioned this earlier today on our pre-show. We're at College Park. Thanks to everybody who came out. Met a really bunch of cool folks. It was a 7 o'clock tip, and Arch and I went till 6:30 because the Hawks were playing up in Motown. We ran into all these great local law enforcement. There were some guys that work in South Fulton. There were a bunch of guys that do security off duty from College Park. And I got a ticket about 2 years ago on 85. And literally, Bo, every single one of the College Park cops listens to 92.9. They listen to all the shows. They listen to Dukes and Bell. They're all big Dukes and Bell listeners. The only guy that wasn't is the dude who apparently wrote me up for the ticket. Any other chance I'd have gotten a written warning, that guy, I got the heat.
Well, hopefully that guy's not listening now.
He's definitely not. He wasn't listening then. He's not listening now. But that was one of the outcomes. And it was kind of cool. Arch had never been down there to the arena. It's a really cool venue. And thanks to everybody down there with the Skyhawks for having us down there. And that's where Jalen Johnson got to play. Speaking of him,
yeah.
A bunch of guys, real quick, hit us up on the text line day about the comments with Mike Conti. And a lot of guys feel that, you know, when I was talking about earlier with Trey is like somehow I'm buying into the national media cycle. No, you got to have more than one star. You know, you got to have a Pippen to somebody's Jordan. You got to figure out who's going to be subservient in that role on a given evening. But Trey's never had the talent like Jalen Johnson in his career. John Collins wasn't that guy by any stretch. Nobody that Trey has played with before, certainly not DeJounte Murray, is as good as what Jalen Johnson is doing now. How the two mesh is the key. Two things can be true. We've only seen Trey with this new look for 4 games before Trey went out with the injury. We're like rooting against Trey, but I do think Trey has lost some bargaining power with his absence. Now we're going to see how things go in the short term. We're supposed to be like we thought we're going to be like a 4 seed for sure in this very competitive Eastern Conference.
I think it's a good point. Look, the fact is expectations were just kind of like wait and see going into this year, and then Trey goes down 4 games in. Now the expectations are, okay, this team is above 500 without you. Step in and get even better. And this team should be above 500 and better with him. And if not, there's going to be questions. That's not unfair
right.
at all.
But if you lose like 3 out of 4 when Trey comes back, people are going to go, what? There's going to be sort of a period. But this gets back to Quinn Snyder. What are you here for? Why did we give you that $40 million? Go earn it, man. Get these guys working together mm-hmm. when Trey comes back, and let's not have any lag time. Hit the ground running. As Mike Conti pointed out, we got 12 losses. The Celtics have 10. Everybody is bunched between 3 and 9, even though technically right now we're in the play-in. But again, just go and win 2 out of 3, and we're right back up there. So that's where it's at.
I never would have thought when Trey went down that early that we'd be 15 and 12 right now. I just didn't.
But the two things can be true. We can be good without Trey and better with Trey. How about that? All right, who won the tickets for the Gladiators there? Oh, big O.
Good old Corey Smith of Douglasville.
Hey, man, you're going to go see some ice hockey, Joe. More chances to win coming up on Dukes and Bell. We'll come back. Heisman Trophy winner was announced. Do people still get the juice for the Heisman? I want to ask Bo, Day-Day, and you guys. It used to mean so much more. And I don't know if it's a byproduct of the times we live in. Everybody now gets all the awards. We make a big show for the awards that come up from Disney. I don't know. We'll talk about it because I could really give two flips. And I think too many people are voting next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.